It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Researchers at Texas Tech University have discovered that low micronair cotton is highly effective at cleaning up oil spills. In fact, just 1 pound of cotton can absorb more than 30 pounds of dense crude. This research, funded in part by Cotton Incorporated, shows how unprocessed cotton can be an effective material for addressing ocean-based oil spills, just like the 2010 Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf. Learn more at cottoninc.com. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, with some exceptions this past week, Cotton Week was really spent most of the time up 40, up at 60, down 60, up 80, down 80. Yeah, just really back and forth and backing and filling. And for the entire week, did finish on a strong note. And actually, even after lunch, the market on Friday's close, the market made a real nice jump. But fundamentals were highlighted first by a bearish export sales report. But it was really discounted because it was absolutely and totally expected because of the prior months, the prior week's pretty strong prices. So we're not looking for export sales to be very good at all. But what we did see also on the fundamental side, we saw very excellent export shipments. Not an annual high, but right up in that level with an annual high. So shipments are very strong, and that's good. It reduces the likelihood of cancellations. Certainly there are cancellations here, there, and yonder. The cancellations, while they were very significant 2 and 3 years ago, they do still occur, but they're not as negative to the market as they were then. Many of the cancellations we see are actually workouts between merchants and mills that had bought cotton and are finding a way to work out of a situation in a very equitable manner to both sides. So that's not the issue that it has been. But technically, the price support keys provided this week provided the market with resistance and at where it was supposed to be. And we also saw very strong support where it was supposed to be, and that's very encouraging, and it tells us that we should really expect this market to continue within this 6 cent trading range that we've had between 61 and 67 cents. The market is still attempting, nonetheless, to flex its arms, stretch its muscles a little bit to the top side, and I think this is going to continue for another 2 to 3 weeks, if not another month. But actually, market activity seemed a bit subdued all week as traders tried to sort out the bullishness of the prior week that followed with those triple-digit losses this past Friday, a week ago. Nevertheless, the market ended on a positive note this week and closed very well above 66 cents for the spot July and just right at 66 cents for the new crop December market. In fact, as I said earlier, the charge after lunch was a real solid up move, and that gave us a lot of respect for the market and the market's ability to hold on. The open interest does, in fact, continue to build in the market, but we do need, which is very positive. We do need to note, though, that there's a major fund that continues to be exceptionally long in this market. And there is some concern that they might want to get out of the market or begin to take some more profits to exit some of their positions. And if that comes about, we could see 100-point drop in the market if they did that in mass. But that is not expected, but it just simply tells us there is still some risk back down right below 65 cents here. It's becoming more and more important to watch Texas, the state of Texas, the High Plains, because of the preponderance of cotton out there vis-a-vis the U.S. situation. So with that much cotton concentrated in one area, it certainly becomes more and more important. The trading range, as we've talked about, is going to stay in place, is 61, 67 cent area. To the extent we might break it, we could break just a little bit above it. Don't see any risk really to the downside to go below that. So let's give the weatherman a couple more weeks and see what we can do. And good trading and good markets to you. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.